That's okay. It's like,
the last time I saw you was down at the Greeks. There was whiskey on Sunday and tears on our cheeks. You sang me a song that was pure as the breeze on the road leading up Glenavy. I sat for a while at the Crescent Fennel where your lovers would meet when the flowers were in bloom. Heard the men coming from the fair in Shinrone, their hearts in Tipperary, wherever they go. Take my hand and dry your tears, babe. Take my hand, forget your fears, babe. There's no pain, there's no more sorrow. They're all gone, gone in the years, babe.
And we're back. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn direct. Cade Mila Falcha, which is Irish for 100,000 welcomes to the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, the future office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. That's me, and you can call me Don, Waukesha's favorite Irishman. No disrespect, Mayor Riley. And the only dual citizen maybe in the whole town, if not in the history of Waukesha City Council. That's right. You're listening to a dual citizen with the Republic of Ireland, but also born and bred and proud to be American, especially on this St. Patrick's Day. And that was the Pogues, Broad Majestic Shannon. And of course, I helped Shane out there with the vocals. And Sam's going to help me put together a Pogues cover band just for Waukesha. We want to call ourselves the Lonesome Corncrakes. And Sam's dad's a huge Pogues fan. And so we're going to try to get him in the band, and then some other players. So
I'm sorry, I have no talent to offer, but I do have talented family.
I think we may end up. Yeah, no, we may end up being an air band, Sam. So you might be okay there, because we'll need someone to play Cato Reardon, who's one of the band members. So, Sam, I was telling Sam about this when she told me your dad was a huge Pogues fan. That another great thing to do for St. Patrick's Day is it should be available now on, I think it's on Hulu, and well, it's on Amazon Prime. And it was a movie that was released at the end of December 2020, and it was by Johnny Depp, and he produced it. And it's called A Crock of Gold, A Couple Pints with Shane McGowan. And it's basically the story of Shane McGowan and the Pogues. And it's really a wonderful tribute to the Irish experience. And, Shane was, in his younger years, he spent in Tipperary living with his mother's family, and was really exposed to a very deep deep Irish society. You know, music was a big part of the life in the homes, and the farm life, everything, the faith, all those things that were so important to him. And then when he was like six, his family moved to London because there wasn't a lot of work in Ireland at the time. And he had his first nervous breakdown as a young child, because that whole world that he was just enamored with went away. And, you know, the Irish in London during that time experienced a lot of, discrimination and kind of hate crimes against them. And he had to endure that growing up. But like a lot of diasporic Irish communities, and there's many of them here, that there's a real strong link to Irish culture. And, Shane started out as he got into the punk music scene. He was like one of the number one fans of the Sex Pistols. And I didn't know this until I saw the documentary. It's a very cool documentary. And then after that kind of phase went out, there was a big movement in the Irish pubs in London towards the traditional music, the trad. And he started getting involved in that. He was always in love with the music and decided to put together kind of a fun band just to keep doing that. And then it turned into something much bigger. And a lot of people call it Irish punk or Celtic punk. But it was a lot of those traditional influences on him as a child in Tipperary, coming from a musical family, that really shaped him. And that's, if he hadn't left Ireland, the Pogues and Shane, that and the commercial success of Shane McGowan may never have been. And, anyway, yeah, so that's why we need to have a tribute band here in Waukesha. That's just so important to our city's culture and our development, especially on this St. Patrick's Day week. So other things going on today, I'm actually people ask me what I like to do on St. Patrick's Day, and you know, as I get older, the whole whole pub thing isn't not in the cards for me anymore as a father. And God, I think my daughter's got softball practice tonight. So, but one thing I do hold true to is I will make my shepherd's pie. And the great thing, even if you're not a great cook, it's you can't really screw up hamburger. If you're like, I mean, you could use lamb, but ground beef works just as well. And you know, meat and potato. Who doesn't love meat and potatoes? Mason would love meat and potatoes. And so, but you know, just give you a few tips if it's something you want to do. You know, I pulled the big log out this morning. It's thawing now in my sink at home, and so when my work stuff is over later this afternoon, I'll get started on that. And you essentially you're pan frying the ground beef. You are throwing in dried parsley, dried thyme, dried rosemary, salt and pepper. I like to put a little red wine in there, maybe even a little Worcestershire. And then I stir and cook the meat until it's browned. Minced garlic is another thing I like to do. And then I'll mash potatoes. In other years, when I've been really industrious, I've even made like Colcannon potatoes as the topping for the shepherd's pie. You know, and Colcannon is an Irish recipe, and there's many different ways to do it. The simplest is just you're leaving the skins on as you're mashing. You boil the potatoes, you mash them, but you leave the skins in there. But and then you also add, you boil cabbage, and you throw some cabbage in too. I've used bacon in the past too, and that's quite lovely. So a lot going on there.
So when are we coming over for dinner?
Hey, you know, there might be a few seats tonight with everybody running around. So, careful what you wish for, Sam. Mace might never leave. But so, yeah, then after we make, you know, we top the potatoes, as my Irish grandfather used to say. You top the potatoes on the ground beef mixture. Oh, yeah, peas and carrots, too. You got to have some, and some onions. But one of the restaurants I used to manage, we would use a piping bag. And so we would have, you know, then it would be like really nice Duchess potatoes. So I had a great presentation, but not necessary. You know, I'm kind of rough and ready, so I top the mashed on top. And then I throw it in the oven for like 20 minutes. And it's lovely. And, you know, and it's one of those dishes that you reheat it the next day and it's even better. So that's in the cards for me, that. And I'm going to try to squeeze in The Quiet Man. Still one of my favorite Irish movies. Arguably John Wayne's greatest movie. I think it was made in the early 50s. Maureen O'Hara, great cast. And Barry Fitzgerald, who played the local, Micheline Flynn. And then the actor that played the Anglican, the Protestant minister, that everybody, you know, that all the Catholics loved there in this little town in the west of Ireland. They were brothers in real life. And the brother that was the minister, interestingly enough, the Protestant minister, was fighting, was part of the Easter Rising in 1916 that led to the Anglo-Irish War and the eventual liberation of most of the Irish island. He was part of that movement to liberate Ireland from English rule. And so a really neat story. And I learned about that when I was working in Dublin. I was there during the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising. And so there were some really great commemoratives on TV and out in the city. So, hey, we're going to take another break, but stick around. More with Don Brown Connect, filling in for Matt Flynn Direct. Happy St. Patrick's Day. See you soon.
Your friend.